Blog Talk Radio.
What would it mean to be able to access spiritual masters from beyond? Join us today and every month as Julie Geigel allows Archangel Metatron to speak through her. Archangel Metatron has come to answer your questions about life. Metatron acts as a bridge between the divine and mankind. He is here to help us find balance, truth, and harmony. He is here to help us ascend and evolve into higher states of consciousness. Metatron will take your questions live, so be sure to call in on your phone or using Skype if you'd like to speak to him directly. This is a very exciting time we are moving into, and we're honored to make this connection.
Honored we are. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. Do you need help awakening to the magnificent being that you are? Our topic today is divine timing. So beautiful. And this is Julie Geigel, international psychic medium, spiritual teacher, healer, and approved and certified CASA guide for the John of God experience. And members of our inner circle are invited to stay on after the show for a free psychic reading once a week. If you'd like to support our work by becoming a member, please visit www.juliegeigel.com. G-E-I-G-L-E.com to sign up. A special thank you to our Facebook followers over at Julie Geigel Psychic Medium and our Twitter followers at Julie Geigel. You are listening to Metatronic Monday, Awaken with Archangel Metatron. We welcome your questions on awakening in this new age of enlightenment. Call us live now at 858-357-8481, or simply type your awakening question in our chat room at the beginning of the show, and we'll connect with that before we go into channeling. I am honored and blessed to be a channel for Archangel Metatron to assist you on your journey of awakening. As we continue to move into this new age of enlightenment, many have questions or need assistance with releasing judgments, attachments, and resistance, which are the three keys to enlightenment. Metatron is here to help you remember who you are and why you came here to this planet. Just being in this Metatronic energy today will help you to raise your vibrational frequency and clear out any blocks that may be preventing you from claiming your divine right to awaken. Intention is a powerful thing. It is simply through your intention of awakening as you listen to our channeling today that will assist you in whatever capacity you need. The purpose of this show is to awaken and align with the spiritual being that you are by offering a connection beyond the veil with Archangel Metatron and your own spiritual council of angels. Don't forget to register for our upcoming shows, John of God Healing Meditation, Fridays at 9, as we tune into John of God and the CASA entities of light for healing. And we would love to invite you to join us to visit John of God at the CASA in Brazil. I'm offering a two-week spiritual transformation healing retreat coming up here April 7th through the 18th. So if you'd like more information about that, you can find that at my website, juliegeigel.com. We also have opened up registration for photo healing. If you'd like me to bring your photo down to present to John of God for healing, you can get more information on my website for that as well. And don't forget our brand new monthly show with the psychic angel channelers, Catherine Glass, Maggie Chula, and myself for Angel Talk Tuesday. And our next show is coming up tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Central Standard. You can catch the podcast over here on Blog Talk Radio, which means that you can't listen to it by dialing in on your phone, but you can listen to it through our Blog Talk Radio link, which is blogtalkradio.com/Julie Geigel. You can register for all of our shows to get a reminder and be included for our monthly drawing for a free psychic reading by going to www.bit.ly/register, please. Let's begin. Looks like we do have a question. If you have an awakening question, we're not doing psychic readings. We do that at the end of the show for our members only. So if you have an awakening question for Archangel Metatron, hit 1 on your keypad, and we'll go ahead and bring you on the air to connect with that question. Wonderful. Welcome. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Ah, you are so welcome. And can we get your first name and what state you're in?
Tammy. I'm calling from New Mexico.
All right, Tammy. And what is your question today for Metatron, an awakening question on your spiritual journey?
And I think it's about divine timing as well, that, you know, things have been delayed and continue to be delayed for me to bring the income and the work in. I'm just curious if there's any resistance in my part that's not allowing this to come in faster or in a timely manner.
Beautiful, beautiful. Very nice question. Okay, well, we will take that into channeling with us and see what Metatron comes up with. Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
All right, so divine timing. I'm going to have you just take a nice deep breath and relax. I've got my essential oils, all my crystals out. Huge fan of the doTERRA therapeutic essential oils. They are quite amazing. So we're just going to do the singing bowl to cleanse and clear. It's all about raising our vibrational frequency. As you can really tune into our meditation today, our awakening, it does help me connect more deeply to spiritual beings and Archangel Metatron, absolutely. And feet flat on the floor if you're able. If you're lying down, that's fine. We're just going to take a moment to call in our spiritual council, our guardian angels, loved ones who've passed, and any spirit guides or totem animals. And just feel their beautiful love and support that they bring as they join us today. Welcome. I am Archangel Metatron. We are thrilled and delighted to join you here today. And as you allow yourself to relax even deeper, allowing the fears to dissolve, and stepping into love, and imagine yourself surrounded by a beautiful white light, And within this space, within this frequency of the light, feel yourself uplifted, inspired, renewed. Feel time and all associated with time dissolve. For time is an illusion that you, as a species, have created. And in the beginning, it served you well. But now, for many of you, it has become the cornerstone of your malaise and descent. For you often become ruled by time, controlled by time, bullied by time. And so we invite you to imagine a world where time does not exist, where there is no hurry to get from one place to the next, where there is no consequence for completing or not completing anything on time. And feel a natural order begin to rise within your being. For if time did not exist, it would not be that you would all fall apart and be no more. It is like throwing a baby into the water. There is an innate sense, an innate knowing of how to swim. No one needs to teach the baby how to swim. The baby instinctively knows. And swims. Such is the course of time, or no time. As you let go of the illusion of time that your society has imprisoned you in, which is third dimensional ego thinking, you are in a new energy. You have the power to step out of the prison. You have the power to unshackle the chains and be free of time. And as you imagine a timeless world and allow the natural order within you rise up, there will be pure joy in each moment of your experience. Pure peace and happiness. For there is no more worrying or fretting if this will happen or that will happen, or when it will happen. How long will it take before it happens? all of that dissolves. So as you stand within this circle of light, I want you to experience timelessness. And trust that whatever needs to be done will get done. And trust that the divine timing of the universe is constantly at play within your experience. There is nothing that you need do or not do, except be in this moment of timelessness. And when you are connected to your soul and the core of love that comes from the depths of your soul, you are able to maintain longer and longer states of timelessness. And within that frequency of timelessness, order arises out of chaos. Love arises out of fear. And all that you desire, all that you long for, as you surrender to timelessness, manifest through the universe in divine timing. And so, take a moment now, as you allow the power of divine timing to spread in all areas of your life. And again, surrendering to needing to know when it will happen, if it will happen, who it will happen with, and how long it will take to happen. Surrendering all of those questions related to time. I choose to step into the frequency of timelessness now. It is my divine right to experience my reality from a perspective of timelessness. I am no longer bound to my illusions of time. Within time, I am powerless. Without time, I am powerful. Releasing all blocks and resistance. Letting go of all stories and illusions. Allowing my perception to be clear. And pure. aligning with the infinite knowledge of my spiritual counsel and angels of light. As my awakening unfolds, I am willing to give up my attachments to time. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today. It's so hard to come back today. that felt quite lovely. Quite lovely. And let's go in and check in with Tammy from Arizona. Tammy?
Hi. Hi there.
Hey, how are you?
Good. That was very nice.
Yeah.
I am.
Yes. And so what was your big takeaway? Yeah.
That to release that attachment to time and how timelessness is powerful. Did I say that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. Timelessness is powerful. Yeah.
I don't know if I really understand it completely, but I get what I can out of it.
Yes. I know. Oftentimes I need to go back and listen because it's different. When I'm channeling, certainly am in a different place than when I go back as Julie and listen to it.
Yeah. Can imagine.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I think there's just so many of us that feel overwhelmed under the stresses and pressures of life and go here, do this, get that. Or, you know, as you had mentioned before, that you're looking for a job or you're kind of in that place. Yeah. So when we are waiting for something and desperately wanting and frustrated because it's taking so long, you know, all of those feelings are out of alignment. We're powerless in those feelings of overwhelm and frustration. And so it just is always a great reminder that we have the choice, you know, when we become aware of the frustration and the discomfort, then it is our own free will and ability to pause and to say, you know what, I want something different here.
Right.
I'm not going to allow my ego to drive me literally insane with, you know, getting caught up in that whole issue of time. So some days it's moment to moment, honestly, Tammy, taking back your power. And other days you can, you know, be like an inner tube floating down the river, and it's easy.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But we so appreciate your support today. Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, if we have any other comments about our channeling today, we definitely would love to hear from you. We just have a few more moments. Otherwise, we can certainly check in with our members and begin our psychic readings here. Let's take a look at 5267. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today? Good, good. Can we get your first name and what state you're in?
Yes, my name is John, and I'm in North Carolina.
And that was John?
Yes.
All right, John. So how did you like our channeling today?
Unfortunately, I missed the channeling.
Oh, well, lucky it's recorded.
Yes, I am grateful for that, for sure. Actually, I'm calling because I felt guided, actually, by Archangel Metatron. And I was actually sitting here drawing with a compass, and some strange things started coming out, and I was led to this show.
Interesting.
Very.
Yeah, yeah. Well, our channeling today was about timelessness and divine timing.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, it really was wonderful. I did not want to come back. yeah, always such a beautiful place.
Absolutely. Now, do you give messages from Metatron?
I do. Before we go into channeling, people can ask questions on awakening. And then during the channeling, we kind of use that as the topic or the focus for Metatron. And then I do offer, I have an Inner Circle program, and my members of the Inner Circle are invited to stay on after the show for a free psychic reading.
Oh, so you have to be a member.
Yes, yes, yeah. So if you'd like more information about that, you're welcome to check out my website at juliegeigle, GEIGLE.com. Thank you so much for joining us today, John.
Wow, right on. What a gyp.
Thank you, dear. Have a lovely day. All right, and let's check in with Raul. Hi, Raul.
Hi, Julie.
How are you?
Good. I was just thinking in my mind, what is divine timing? Sometimes I seem to forget.
Yeah.
Very impatient, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, divine timing is, you know, just so beautiful and always, always kind of rears up when we're holding on to something too hard.
What is the word paradoxical intent? It's like it works backwards. Is that the more you hold into something, the more you want something, it's like the more it goes away from you?
Exactly. That's exactly what happens. Oh, that's, yes, your paradoxical intent. I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's one of the biggest blocks people have when they're trying to manifest something is that they want it too bad. And so then...
I didn't come up with that, by the way.
I know, sweetie. You're so cute. You're a genius. Oh my God, you just thought of that. yeah. And so, I mean, I absolutely identify with that. We had a bout of infertility for 5 years, and everybody kept saying,
oh, as soon as you stop trying, you'll get pregnant. And I just wanted to smack him in the face. And sure enough, as soon as I gave up, I had actually started teaching. I had just become a school teacher. And I got my classroom, and I had all these beautiful children. And there was a moment that I remember a conversation with God, and I said to him, if I never have a daughter, because that was always my thing, I can't live if I don't have a daughter. And then I surrendered that. I said, you know, God, if I never have a daughter, I'm okay, because I have a classroom full of daughters. And boom, I think it was like within that moment I got pregnant. Honest to God, probably 5 years. But divine timing is so, so beautiful. And my dear, do you have a question today for a free psychic reading? Thank you so much for being a member of our inner circle.
Of course. Why not? If you might pull a card, whatever you choose, whatever deck you choose.
Oh, okay. You know my favorite deck is the animal card, so I'm going to pick a card for you from that deck. Here, let me shuffle quick. All right. Ooh, the hummingbird. One of my favorite birds. All right, let's check the message for hummingbird. I'm using my medicine cards as the title of the book. And for hummingbird, the message is renewal of the magic of living. Drop judgments and relax. You have a joyful heart and love life. So hummingbird is about joy. And the book shares with us, if hummingbird is your personal medicine, you love life and its joys. Your presence brings joy to others. You join people together in relationships which bring out the best in them. You know instinctively where beauty abides, and near or far, you journey to your ideal. You move comfortably within a beautiful environment and help others taste the succulent nectar of life. And so if you are listening to our messages here today, hummingbird is absolutely for you as well as Raul. So it also says, hummingbird disdains ugliness or harshness and quickly flies away from discord or disharmony. And again, the gifts of hummingbird is to drop your judgments and relax. And it is a time to step into and experience a renewal of the magic of living. And so what I'm seeing for you, Raul, with this card, and for anyone who's listening, because like I said, this card is for you as well, is it's just so much in alignment with divine timing. So hummingbird is... the message is to focus on joy in your life, and everything else will fall into place.
That's great. Yeah.
You know, I got to write that one down. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, it's just because we hear follow your joy, follow your passion, and we hear that a million times. But once you do it once. Once it really gets ingrained in you, it's like in your heart, you bring it down from your head to your heart, then you connect to the everything, I think.
Oh, I love how you said that, connecting to the everything. And, you know, like I shared with Tammy, some days you need to stop and do that moment by moment. You know, other days you're in that canoe of joy and you're just flowing down that river and everything's easy and effortless. And, you know, the more that you can tap into that vibration on the days that you have to work harder to keep it, the longer you can sustain those periods of time. But awakening doesn't mean that you no longer have any obstacles in your life. awakening is just simply that you have chosen to become aware of your inner state, and you have chosen to actively pursue that which is in alignment and vibration with your soul, and you are not living your life on default anymore.
Absolutely, yes. My heart went, yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, always such a pleasure and delight, Raul. I love you to pieces, my dear.
Oh, and thank you so much. It's just great to be able to participate with you, always.
Yeah, thank you. All right, well, you have a lovely week.
Oh, yes, well.
Okay, bye-bye, dear. And thank you so much, everyone, for listening today. Be sure to tune in next week for Metatronic Monday, Awaken with Archangel Metatron. A special thank you to our callers and listeners in the chat room and on the phone who have come here to support us on this mission of global awakening. Are you getting our weekly inspirational quotes and meditations? When you sign up for our weekly messages, you are automatically entered into our monthly drawing for a free psychic reading. Our winner for February is Alex Dewey. So be sure to check your email, the weekly email I send out. The winners are announced on that weekly in the weekly email and on the radio show. So be sure to be watching for those. You can sign up over at www.JulieGeigle.com. And remember, everything is always in divine and perfect order. Until next week, this is Julie Geigle with Archangel Metatron. Know that you are loved here and beyond.
Hello?
Tatiana.
Hey, you know, I missed the whole thing, but I came at the end. I'm sorry.
Oh,
but you know,
love
I want to ask you a question,
support.
Julie. Like, I'm supposed to have my mediation with the university.
Yeah.
On March the 3rd.
Okay.
So, like, and it's just internal. It's not with Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, but I'm trying to see if I can just resolve it with them without going to the court.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm supposed to have it on March the 3rd if it works with them, you know, but that we do have a mediator now, and it looks like we might have a session on March the 3rd. So
and that's a great day. It's a 3-3 day, so that's a really great day. So let's intend that it's on that day, but very
maybe
powerful,
like,
energetic.
What do you think?
Day.
I got a message? Like, can you do a reading for me, or should we pull a card? What do you think we should do?
For that, well, I want to read on that day because that's a very powerful number. Threes are always really good. The 3-3, many ascended masters surround you and assist you in all ways. They've come to help you with your mission and to answer your prayers. Tune to them now and ask them any question that you wish. So, you know, that's absolutely the message for you in this situation is to trust. You are surrounded and you are being guided by your spiritual team. And know and trust that the outcome of this situation is working for your highest good.
Mm-hmm.
So stay in that place of love. Intend that everything go in your favor,
mm-hmm.
and let go of the attachment to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were talking with Raul about, you know, paradoxical intent. And sometimes
we
push
things
away from us.
Yeah, just don't worry about it. My facts, because it has been a long history. It has been a history of 3 years that made me disabled. You know, Joey.
Yeah.
But I understand
I know,
that, like, how,
sweetie.
Like, don't be at that. Like, still just state my facts and without attachment.
Yeah.
You know, even though, like, it has been quite emotional attachment.
Right.
For the past.
Yes. And as human beings, that's where we go. Definitely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But your power lies in staying connected with that higher vibrational frequency of your angels and not feeding into the ego with all the mental madness
just
and all
those
fears.
Like, don't be attached to, like, my emotions, just state the fact.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and, you know, the Law of Divine Compensation, that book Marianne Williamson wrote, which is beautiful, one thing she always suggests before you go into a meeting, especially if it's a really important meeting like the one you're going into, is to blast everybody with love. So
and
a
that's
few
what Master
Shah
teaches too. I bless everybody with love.
I have
a soul conference with them. We call it soul conference. Like, let's all chant love, peace, and harmony. You know, dear all souls, let's just chant 24/7 love, peace, harmony to have a positive outcome.
I love that.
That's what Master Shah teaches. I was like, I would call each soul, say, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Please chant for the next 24 hours love, peace, and harmony, Jesus, Archangel Michael, to transform all negativity into pure love and light and to have a positive outcome as appropriate.
Yep. Oh, that's absolutely beautiful.
We call
I
it like soul
that.
Conference. You know, like I call their souls like 24 hours before and I...
Yes, that's exactly what I was seeing, to communicate directly with the souls of those people, because that is where your highest good occurs.
Mm-hmm.
When you get caught up in the ego, then it all falls flat.
Right.
But if you stay connected.
So it's just me, the mediator, and the higher-ranking official, which is like the vice chancellor. But I am, like, my grievances are against, like, bunch of people. But I'm just meeting with, you know, because bunch of people participated in harassing me for the past 3 years, you know.
Oh,
but I'm just meeting
sure.
with, like, the highest-ranking official, which is the vice chancellor, and the mediator and myself.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being a member of our inner circle, dear. We really appreciate your support, and good luck with your meeting. We'll hold
and, you know,
you
the
in
time
our prayers.
11 o'clock, I think that's a good time, too. Like, it's from 11
o'clock is a great time, yes, because 11s are about manifesting. Make a wish, I always think of when I see 11s. So, yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, well, thank
it's
you,
It's all lining up for you, girl.
Okay, thank you. So think about me on the 3rd, okay?
I will. Okay. Bless you, my dear. Bless
God
you.
Bless you. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Goodbye. All right, everyone. Have a great day.